Welcome to the Disrupting Obesity Podcast. I'm Charlotte Skanes, and I'll be sharing ways to regain control over your body and lose an extreme amount of weight naturally. Being fat is about so much more than just the food. It's about your relationship with food. That means that dealing with your weight is about more than just the food too. You have to change that relationship. You have to start disrupting obesity. All right, this might be a touchy one, and I'm sorry if it hits too close to home. Seriously, I would have hated me for this at different points in my weight gain and loss journey, and I would have been grateful at other points, but still, I am sorry if this one's hard for you. I don't like these conversations. I don't. I think I know, at least for the most part, how I come across, so that might be surprising, but I don't like conflict. I've had anxiety for a long time. But when you add my PTSD, the anxiety, the amount of time I spend living in fight or flight, at least as far as my brain and my body are concerned, it's very overwhelming. So I don't like conflict. I don't like confrontation, even when I'm just sitting here in a room talking by myself. But here's the thing. I hear from you guys over and over how much you appreciate my honesty, my straightforward approach to weight loss, and the way I try to avoid bullshit. That means I have to stop avoiding the more confrontational conversations on here with you. I love your questions, and I don't sugarcoat my answers, but I think I need maybe to ask some of my own and talk about some of the things I know a good chunk of you aren't going to want to talk about. And I can feel my team shuddering as I say things like that, because it's not exactly a good idea to piss anybody off. Last week, I told you guys about the program, and this week I'm taking on a particularly tricky topic. But I think it's going to be okay. I really do. So bear with me and let's take a look at denial. There are so many layers to this onion that I don't even know where to start. But maybe we can look at it from two different angles. Denial before you start losing weight and denial while you're losing weight. Still with me? Wonderful. We've got this. I was in super deep denial as I was gaining my weight. I avoided scales like the plague because I didn't want to know. I just didn't. I liked denial. It felt really good. It wasn't as active as I'm maybe making it sound. Like, it wasn't a conscious choice. I knew I was getting bigger. I went from 185 to 300 pounds in less than 5 years. You don't miss that. But I didn't know my numbers. And I'm one of those people who carry weight really well because I gain it everywhere. So I was floored when my doctor told me I was over 300 pounds at an annual physical. I also spent years telling people that I didn't understand how I could be gaining weight when I didn't eat very much. How could I be so big when I ate so little? Denial. Denial is how. And I didn't understand how calories work. That second problem is a lot easier to fix than the first one. And I know this episode is about denial, but I'm going to give you the answer to it anyway, because it's been a while since I've talked about calories. A dozen or so episodes ago, I did a special episode of Ask Whatever. It's number 39, and it's all about calories. I did nothing but answer the most common calorie questions I see every single day. So check that out if you're in for like a really deep dive. But here's the Cliff Notes version, and I can do this in about a minute. Virtually all food contains calories. Those are the units of energy your body uses, just like a car uses gas or your toaster uses electricity. To lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit. We're not going to argue about that because the clock's ticking. So to be in a calorie deficit, you need to know how many calories your body burns every day. That's your TDEE, total daily energy expenditure. You can get yours using an online calculator. The other side of the deficit equation is knowing how many calories are in the food you're eating. If your calories in are higher than your TDEE, you'll gain weight. It's a calorie surplus. If they're the same, you'll stay the same weight. That's maintenance. If they're lower, you'll lose weight. It's a calorie deficit. A pound of fat is 3,500 calories. That's why the usual deficit recommendation is 500 calories a day. 7 days in a week, 3,500 calories. 1 pound of weight lost. It's a nice, sustainable pace. It's an ideal pace. Here's where we're going to take a sharp hairpin turn back to the first problem I had down Denial Boulevard. In addition to not understanding all of that and a whole bunch more about calories, I was in denial about how many calories were actually in the food I was eating. It was a lot more than I was willing to accept, so I didn't. And the denial was happening on a few levels. I wasn't really counting everything. Like I wasn't registering all of it when I would look back on my day and what I'd eaten, even if I was being completely honest with myself about the massive fast food lunch that I'd had and the small bag of chips that I had for a snack after lunch at work, and then the big chicken dinner and the ice cream that I had later. I could be totally honest about all of the formal meals, even the snacks for the most part, but my brain wasn't factoring in the little nibble of this when I was getting dinner ready and the handful of candy I grabbed off my, you know, my boss's desk, the couple of cold cuts I snagged on my way back to the TV. I just let those things go. I let them slide. And those things more than account for how I was able to get so big when I was eating so little. Plus, it was the things I was eating. I know there were times where what I was eating looked like a quote unquote normal amount. Like it wasn't huge portions of stuff, but what I was eating was so calorie dense that I didn't stand a chance. I might have only had a couple of those individual pizzas, right? And they're not necessarily a ton of calories, but the 200 calories of cheese I was adding to them wasn't helping anything. And that's not even a ton of cheese. I wish it was, but that's not even a cup. Yeah, salad's great, but when you add a half a cup of salad dressing to it, and a half a cup of ranch is 473 calories. And before you tell me that you don't use that much, measure it out next time. I'm lowballing it here. I could put 3/4 to a cup of dressing on a big salad easily. And I didn't think I was using that much. I'd see 120 calories a serving on the side of the bottle, see that a serving was a couple of tablespoons, and assume that I must be using about that much, maybe double, right? Measure out a tablespoon of salad dressing. Take a look at it. It's not a lot. You can't assume. Calories don't work like that. And sometimes it's those things that you add that do you in. Spread, sprinkle, pour, flamingos. You want somewhere to start, something to focus all that pent up. You've been on the diet industry wheel for so long that you're not even sure how to do this unless you feel like you're really doing something energy. All of that. Spread, sprinkle, pour. Start there. Episode 17 is all about it. Food generally is a lot more calorie dense now. As soon as we started using fried chicken and donuts as bread, all common sense when it comes to food had long gone out the window. All of it. And the portions? Hi, it's fucking crazy. We've all heard about how McDonald's used to only have the one size of fries, right? And it was the small one. Same deal with the pop. Everything used to be smaller. And it wasn't just the portions. It was the people too. The food companies and the restaurants say that we're the ones who demanded bigger portions. But did we? They say the changes to food have been consumer driven. But are they? Because I'm not sure anybody ever has asked for more high fructose corn syrup in their deli meats. And it wasn't in them when I was a kid, but it sure as shit is now. And crackers and bread and salad dressings and all kinds of other stuff that you'd never think it would be in there. But it is. And it's there for a couple of reasons, right? HFC is cheaper, it extends shelf life, and it's more palatable, all of which mean more money for the food producers. You can chart the palatability, right? The more high fructose corn syrup is in something, the more you enjoy it, which means you eat more of it. So you buy more of it. The obesity crisis has been awesome for food manufacturers. The bigger we are, the more we eat, the more food we buy. And that's just a math thing. The bigger you are, the more calories your body needs to function. Your TDEE is higher. With my old TDEE, it was no problem to walk into a restaurant and sit down to a dish with more calories than I have for the whole day now, right? It's mandatory to list calories on restaurant menus here, and it can be shocking, just shocking. When I was fat, a 1700 calorie plate of food for lunch could work. I still had 1800 calories for the rest of the day. I do that a couple of times a week now, and I'm gaining a pound that week. So you can see how the deck is stacked against you. And this is why awareness is my first step for everything, because you can't change what you can't see. And unless you understand the way just a couple of lunches like that can mean you gain a pound or a half a pound a week, you're in denial about the calorie part. I see it all the time. I'm not eating a lot, but I'm gaining weight. I'm not eating a lot, but I'm not losing weight. I'm in a deficit, but I'm not losing weight. These are all very different issues, but they all come back to the same thing, and it's denial. And I'm not saying it's an active denial, willful ignorance, not at all. Most people don't know how many calories are in what they're eating, and they don't understand how many calories they have or how they need to spread them around. We're told our whole lives that calories are the enemy, right? They become this big, loaded, almost metaphor for our fear when it comes to weight loss. And it's kind of not fair because it's not their fault. And they're not the enemy, but it really can feel that way. But you can't blame the trees for having green leaves. I want to talk about the very concrete side of the first of those statements for a minute, because it's entirely possible to not eat a lot, but gain weight. It's super possible, as in it happens all the time possible. First off, it depends on what you consider a lot, because that's as individual and relative as it gets. Your idea of a lot of food and someone else's could be completely different. Actually, they are. There's no universal definition of how much is a lot, right? And secondly, again, this is a volume versus density thing. You can totally can take in a whole lot of calories with a very small amount of food. A tablespoon of mayonnaise has 100 calories. So does butter. Cheese is shocking. It's take a knee staggering. Beef is pretty damn calorie dense too. Like, it's way easier than you think to rack up a slew of calories. Pasta, rice, it's not just one macro. There are calorie dense proteins, carbs, and fats. Fat has the most calories per gram, but that doesn't mean there aren't still calorie dense items with the other two. And you need all three. Carbs aren't evil. Protein isn't a magical weight loss shortcut. And fats don't make you fat. Calories do, but only in excess. And the liquids are lethal. For some reason, liquid calories can get out of hand in a hurry. Tally up that smoothie, the one where you're hungry an hour and a half after you drink it, that one. And fruit is awesome, okay? Track down a Gladys and ask her how I feel about demonizing fruit. But I would much rather you eat it than drink it. The fiber, the way it's more filling, digestion, there's a big list. The liquid calories will get you. And I'm speaking from deep experience here. 1,700 calories a day just in cola when I was fat. Yeah. That's my whole day now, just in cola. I drank other stuff too that had lots of calories in it. And chocolate milk and I were great friends, and there's lots of calories in there. But basically, it was 12,000 calories in pop every week. And I hadn't done that math before today's episode, and it knocked me right on my ass when I sat down and I figured that out. That's basically 3.5 pounds worth of calories a week in pop every week. Now, let's keep in mind, though, that I had a weekly TDEE of nearly 25,000 calories. So I had a lot of calories to play with. That's also a big contributor to how I didn't understand how I could be so big when I was eating so little, right? It's still insane that I was drinking 12,000 calories a week. But what's your tally, right? I looked at popular smoothie places, and those things start at like 300 calories and just keep climbing up from there. For the regular size, not the large. So yeah, you might not be eating that much, but how calorie dense is what you're eating? And what do your liquid calories look like? It's not even that I'm coming for smoothies. I mean, obviously I'm not a fan, but I still believe you can eat or drink whatever you want and still lose weight. There are loads of calorie dense liquids. Alcohol is for sure one of them. And I'm not coming for booze either. I don't care. Lots of lattes and energy drinks and stuff are loaded for bear with calories too. I just want you to be aware of their caloric content and the impact that it's having on your deficit. And that was the other point I hear so often. I'm in a deficit, but I'm not losing weight. If you're not losing weight, you're not in a deficit. And I know that saying things like that out loud isn't how you make friends and influence people, and it is definitely the last thing anybody ever wants to hear. And I fully understand why it makes people bristle or fly into a full-blown rage. If you think you're in a deficit and you're not losing weight, you're not in a deficit. Unless you have a medical condition. And I know we think those are way more common than they actually are, but they really aren't. And I'm neck deep, so I might as well keep going. But there's no such thing as starvation mode either. With everything going on in the world right now and everything that has happened, particularly in the very, very well-documented last 100 years, the whole concept of starvation mode, this idea that if you don't take in enough calories, your body will start storing everything as fat and make it impossible for you to lose weight. This whole notion is offensive, bordering on obscene. So If you think you're in a deficit and the scale isn't moving, the first thing you need to do is accept that it's part of the process. And so long as you stay in a deficit, you will lose weight. Now you need to make sure you're actually in a deficit. Are you tracking every single thing, especially your liquids? Are you weighing your food or just eyeballing it? Have you rechecked your TDEE? Are you adding calories back onto your day because your fitness tracker says you burned them? Because that's usually a huge misstep. I'm not going to let myself go off on this again. You can check out episodes 9, 40, and a couple of the Ask Whatever episodes for more on my extensive thoughts on this. But just give Stanford's research on the accuracy of fitness trackers a Google. It's not pretty. Some of them are up to 93% wrong. So if you're adding calories back onto your day and you think you're in a deficit, but you're not losing weight, stop adding the calories back and see what happens. TDEE minus 500, that's what you're after. Your TDEE will already account for exercise as it is. If you tell the calculator that you're very active and working out several times a week, it will use that information to do the calculating. It's a mathematical formula. If you say you're moderately active, you'll get a different answer. Different answer if you say you're sedentary. Don't add calories back. That math's already been done. Now, if you do all of that and you're still not seeing a change on the scale, consider switching tracking apps. It might not be you. It might be your app. Try something different. The single most important thing is that you keep going. But if you keep going like you've been going and nothing's happening, it might be time to take a look at the way that you're doing things. Part of my early problem was that I was tracking after the fact. That's not active tracking. That's journaling. I want to say that again. When tracking isn't active, when you're not doing it as you go, you're food journaling. And that's all right, but it's not a very active or effective way to lose weight. If you don't know how many calories you're at for the day heading into supper, how are you supposed to know if you're going to blow your deficit or not? And I really can't tell you how very deeply I get not wanting to know. I do. That's why I have my 3A way, which is probably my favorite tool. And there's a whole episode for it too. That's number 12. We'll link it and all the other episodes that I've mentioned in the notes. Awareness is super scary a lot of the time, but without it, you're just fumble fucking around in the dark, which can be comforting, but it isn't a solution. It was my lack of awareness, often by choice, that got me to the whole, I don't know how I can be so big when I eat so little stage. Denial. I know it sucks, but you need to know. You can't do this blind. If losing weight was a trip to the convenience store, you can know you want to go to the 7-Eleven all day. You can map out your route, have a plan, pack some snacks for the ride, whatever. But if you throw a blindfold on right before you walk out the door, it's probably going to take you a little longer to get there than you planned, if you make it at all. You need to be aware of your surroundings if you're going to get where you're going. Awareness is essential. You have to know how many calories you're taking in. You have to be aware of which feelings you're feeding all of those calories to. What's actually going on? You'll never know if you don't look. Next up is acknowledgement. Now that you can see what you're doing, you need to acknowledge that it's happening instead of burying your head in the sand. It's not enough to see something. We do that all the time. See it and then just carry on like we didn't because we didn't like what we saw. So how do you do that? How do you do acknowledgement? Well, you pause between seeing what you're doing. And then instead of the head burying part, you move to step 3, accountability. What's that? Small incremental changes that get you into a calorie deficit and keep you there. It's going from a half a cup of cheese on your mini microwave pizza to a third of a cup and then a quarter. It's still more cheese, but it's a little less than usual. It's going from 8 tablespoons of salad dressing to 7 and then 6. It's lots of little changes that mean you get to keep eating the foods that you know and love, and you're not going to start feeling like you're depriving yourself, which means you're less likely to go on a food bender, which means you start to see it on the scale and the way that your clothes fit, which makes you want to keep going. So you keep making those small incremental changes and eating whatever you want, just less of it, and you keep going. I want you to keep going too. And if you caught last week's episode, you'll know that I'm doing everything I can to help even more. For now, I've got a few resources for you. There's my free guide to getting started for the last time, and you can grab it through the notes. My weight loss workbook and my cookbook are linked here too, or you can find them on my website, disruptingobesity.com. Have an amazing week, flamingos. Keep trying, keep tracking, don't be intimidated, and don't give up. You've totally got this. Thank you for listening to Disrupting Obesity with Charlotte Skanes. If you know it's time to take back control, lose the weight, and keep it off, reach out to me privately with a direct message on Instagram that says ready so you can start disrupting obesity.